listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Caught today for a 19-year-old Esperance woman who led police on a pursuit through Perth overnight. Officers noticed the vehicle allegedly speeding through Malaga around 11:20 before she allegedly drove towards them. The 34-year-old passenger has also been charged. Meta has introduced new measures to combat sextortion online. New tools will be rolled out across Facebook and Instagram to protect young people from scammers. Regional Policy Director Mia Garlick says they want to empower young people to say no.
We're focused on doing everything we can to stop these horrific scams, so we will be continuing to invest in tools and partnerships to support young people to know that they can say no to sharing anything that makes them feel uncomfortable.
The Northwest Interconnected System has linked up to Horizon Power's Smart Connect solar network. It means people in Laverton, Leonora, Norseman, Wiluna and Hopetown will benefit from cheaper, cleaner and safer energy. Horizon Power's Michelle South says it aims to increase solar accessibility in our regions.
Smart Connect solar is really all about opening up access to solar for more of our customers across regional WA. And historically, what we've had to do is place limits on how much solar we can have on a network because of the technical challenges that tend to come with high levels of solar.
Thrift shoppers rejoice. Meriden's Tip Shop will now be open 7 days a week. Opening hours will align with that of the Meriden Waste Management Facility. In sport, it was another big weekend in the Goldfields Footy League. The Mines claimed a huge victory over Kambalda, the score 104-39, while Kalgoorlie couldn't get it done against Boulder, 52-27. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.